Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now, I appreciate a lot of the emails that you all have sent to me regarding companies that either you hold in your portfolio or you think might be an interesting addition to your portfolio. I have been forwarding those on to Dave, and he has been responding to all of you with some of his general thoughts, especially if he is up to date on the story. This ties into a question that I got, I believe it was over the weekend, that was recapping a recent transaction. Now, it was Yamana buying Monarch Gold for about $150 million in cash and shares. The deal was for the Wasamac property and a mill, but there is also another aspect of this transaction that is a spin-out called Monarch Mining, where the Monarch team took the other projects outside of the Wasamac property into this other exploration company. Why we're talking about it now is that the Monarch Mining shares, the spin-out company, have just started trading in Canada. The question came in, Dave, is what you thought, what we all thought of this transaction and now the investment prospects of this spin-out company. Dave, kick us off with some of your comments on this transaction and now this spin-out that is trading, please.
Yeah, sure, Corey. You know, I was fortunate to be a shareholder of Monarch. Myself and my subscribers got in pretty early. And we had once the deal was announced, I was hoping it would get better with a bidding war. You know, at the time there was a bidding war going on for Cardinal Resources there in Ghana. You know, a Russian company and a Chinese company were going back and forth, and shareholders were just sitting back and enjoying the price continuing to go up during the bidding war. And I was hoping this something like this would happen with Monarch because the deal was done at a great price for Yamana. I mean, they got it at a lot cheaper than what previous deals were going for in that range. So that didn't take place. So I alerted my subscribers that I was going to go at the very beginning of the year because I like to start the year with a nice big win. And so I took my profit at that time, but with the full intent of eventually getting back into the spin out once it begins trading in the U.S. And like you said, it began trading today, and it's the symbol is GBAR on the TSE. But I really do like the projects that they kept. I mean, it's basically the same company, less the Wasamac Gold Project and the Camflo Mill. They still maintain 100% control of the Beaufor mine, which they're drilling at depth now, which is historically a high grade gold mine that they put on care and maintenance to basically build out more. It had basically been mined out, but hadn't been drilled at depth, and they're coming up with really good grades. They've got, about a 40,000-meter drill program going on right now. And they still got another mill, the Beacon Mill. And they've still got some exploration projects in the area. One, the Mackenzie Project, is a really good project. So I like Monarch Mining now. And eventually I do plan to get into it. And the share structure is pretty tight. And they did send over $14 million cash. So the stock looks you know, just began trading today. It's all over the place today as we head into the Fed meeting tomorrow. But eventually I probably will get back into this stock.
Okay. So you do like the spin out then? It was a listener that emailed me saying, what should I do? What do you think of this spin out? I needed to do a little bit more research, and that also included talking to you, but there are still some near-term catalysts. This company has money. And in terms of the projects that the new company, Monarch Mining, holds, which ones do you like better? Do you have a preference on some of these, or do you like them all as a package?
I like them all as a package. I mean, it's, you know, you've got near-term production. I think they're going to start up. They plan to start up production again once they prove up some more resources at Beaufor in a couple of years, year and a half or 2 years. I'm not sure the exact date, but and they've got the Cronar project, which is a lower grade project. project, but it is large and it is advanced. And so that they're basically, you know, an exploration, they're a developer explorer that has a near-term production potential in a top-tier jurisdiction.
Okay, and those are really some of the fundamental drivers here. Do you see any benefits, too, of recently selling one of their assets to Yamana as being the potential of, well, having that in for another deal getting done, or are these projects a bit too early stage for that?
No, I think it turned out to be a good thing for the company, even though unfortunately a bidding war did not ensue, which I was hoping, because now the market sees the market sees more focus in the company now, because they were kind of all over the place with all these projects, and the market was wondering, well, where are they going to get all the money to fund all these projects? So now that they've sold their flagship project, you know, for a pretty good price, and early shareholders were pretty happy. So now the market sees that they can focus on these other projects they have, which are also good, but they just kind of got lost by the market because of, like I said, their loss of focus.
All right, let's move on to, I guess, some other assets or some other companies that have your interest. Because in all fairness, I got a couple other emails, a handful of companies. You and I were talking about them off mic, and unfortunately, none of them really stand out to either of us. And I don't want to make this interview negative. So let's talk about some maybe opportunities that you are seeing in the market when it comes to either general area plays or individual companies or just a broad outlook for the metals. What has you at least somewhat encouraged for the precious metals space as we continue, unfortunately, with this general correction?
Yeah, well, you're seeing financings. I mean, financings continue to happen, and the Kai Hoffman's Arenic index went up over 100 last week. I mean, all this money still coming into this sector. Investors see the opportunity while this consolidation takes place. Concentrating on companies that are close to the finance stage, that are M&A takeout targets. I mean, that's a good thing to do. I mean, you had a couple of them that just got their projects financed. One was Ascot Resources, which I do have on my watch list. They recently got $100 million package. Orezone Resources in a little riskier jurisdiction, which is Burkina Faso, they just did a debt equity deal and got their project financed. Their share structure is really up there now, so it's taken away some of the upside. Looking at companies like that, and also what you're seeing now is you're seeing a lot of these drill plays get sold off. So if you're looking at to getting into some drill plays, then take a look at the ones that are cashed up, that are in good jurisdictions, that are being sold off, that are continuing to be sold off here as the market gets antsy as far as the stimulus package is concerned. What's the Fed going to say when they come out? You know, the 10-year yields have turned around now, and they're not going up. They hit a 3-week low yesterday. So they're going in the right direction now. So I think the gold market is just waiting to hear more confirmation from the Fed tomorrow on what they're going to do and how they're going to handle their monetary policy under the new administration.
Yeah, we'll see what the Fed has to say, but expectations too are on kind of a muted or, well, no changes in Fed policy, but continuing to talk dovish. That's been their strategy, and that's been what they've done on the back of the last handful of meetings now. When you talk about drill plays, though, do you like the companies that are drilling currently, or do you like the companies that have a drill program coming up, maybe starting in spring or summer, or do you have a preference as to either?
Well, you know, I don't like to have too many drill plays because they're so high risk, but it's best to have one that is cashed up at least through this year and into next year and have already started to drill and are expecting some results. I think that's those are the best ones to look for right now. Because, you know, it's really, we're getting towards an area in this correction to where it's either going to go down one more time where, you know, gold's going to make another attempt at getting below 1800 and you know, the bears are really attempting to run the stops below 1800. We talked about last week. They were unable to do so last Sunday, but the shares continue to show weakness. What you're seeing right now is you're seeing the juniors are basically leading the miners lower, while the mining sector is showing relative weakness to the gold price that is in the process of creating a bear flag into this next catalyst, which I believe is tomorrow in the Fed meeting. I think it could go either way. You know, we can either have a breakdown or we can have the beginnings of a breakout. And the miners are pointing the other way that it's going to be a breakdown. Will it be like a breakdown with a strong reversal to the upside afterwards? Who knows? I mean, that's the way these corrections love to end. You know, they put us through this excruciating consolidation process for a long period of time. We've already had two false breakouts to the upside, ending in bearish island reversals in both the GDX and GDXJ. And they get everybody all completely worn out and like, I never want to touch another miner again. I'm out. And that's when it reverses and goes higher. So you just have a feeling that that's the way this one is going to conclude. So having a bunch of cash on the sidelines is a good idea right now.
All right. Well, Dave, good chatting with you again. Thanks for taking some of those questions that came in and responding to those listeners. And hey, please keep those emails coming, fleck@kereport.com. I'll chat with you next week, Dave. Have a great rest of your week.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Corey.